You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 45, verse 4 to 8. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." I'm sure you are quite aware of what the brothers of Joseph did to him. You know, I read earlier on that the day they were selling Joseph, the Bible says that there was anguish on his face. He cried. He begged them. He was bitter. He was afraid. He was shaken. But they ignored him and sold him to slavery. But years later, when he became king and they came to buy things, he revealed himself to them. Now, it was quite interesting to note that he was now the one in verse 5 that said, "Do not therefore be grieved or be angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God sent me to preserve life." You see, the way you see things in life matters. There are people that every time you meet them, it is always a story of evil that one family did to them, that they did to them in their place of work, that they did to them when they were young, how some people hate me, they did this to me. And every time it is that story, and you've been telling this story for years, when are you going to see God's perspective in what they have done to you? They did evil to Joseph, but Joseph saw the hand of God. You can't see God, you are only seeing men. That's why you are bitter. Have you ever asked yourself, why did God allow me to go through all of this? Why did you allow my wife to betray me? Why did you allow my husband to betray me? Why did you allow the family I love to betray me? I took this person from nobody. I made this person a person. And this person today has become a thorn in my flesh. But can you see the hand of God in it? Instead of telling stories of how they did one form of wickedness to you or the other, your uncle that didn't help you, your auntie that refused to sponsor you, when will you stop telling this story? When will you see the hand of God in your life? Do you think God could not have stopped those things that you were going through? Do you think God could not have prevented Joseph? In fact, there was a plan to rescue Joseph. I think was it Judah who had a plan to deliver Joseph and said, "Let them put him in the well," because he planned that he will come and rescue him later. But that didn't materialize. Before he came back, they had sold him. So there was a way out for him, but God didn't allow that way. Why? Because God was sending him. Brethren, God does not send people by just simply giving them transport money. Sometimes God will send you through troubles that men will bring into your life. Stop focusing on the trouble. Stop focusing on the men. Ask yourself, God, what are you doing in this? Ask God that question. What is your purpose? What is your intention? I'm telling you, if you are truly working with the Lord, every evil that people had done to you will work for your good. I can tell you 100% with full assurance. If you are truly working in Christ, every evil that people will do to you will ultimately, one way or the other, it will work for your good. It will serve the purpose of God. Joseph says, "See, don't be angry. It's not you. You were not the problem. God sent me here to preserve lives." Can you see what God is doing? Why are you focusing on what men are doing to you? Why is the story always about your wife who betrayed you? About your irresponsible husband? about your husband who became wicked, about that son that you raised and now has turned against you, about your mother-in-law, about your father-in-law, about a colleague at work. When will that story end? When will you begin to see God in your story and stop seeing men in your story? It is time to see men. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose, according to his glory in Christ Jesus. Brethren, it's a true statement. All things, it works for good. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To find out more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.